Methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
The blood is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, the heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Found America's road home, the ultimate remedy, with L.B. Bork.
Well, good day, everyone. This is L.B. Bork. How is everyone doing? We've got opinions for you today because everyone's got an opinion and it causes great division. I've pretty much determined that everyone's opinion based on, the social media has gotten everyone's opinion out there. You know, it's basically a Marxist divide and conquer tactic. So anyway, Mike's off today. I got my buddy Nathaniel with me. How you doing, bud?
I am doing all right. How about yourself, LB?
I don't know. Getting tired of everyone liking to be in that red box.
Well, they don't call it the downward spiral for nothing.
Yeah.
People enjoy it.
Yeah, they love their Marxism.
Yeah, you know, I went into a festival weekend.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about that, if you would.
A music fest. And, you know, I like to believe that when I go there and I see the people, like, acting kind to one another and the music that's being produced and the artists that are producing it, I really like to believe that there is definitely a hope when I go to those things.
Yeah, you sent me something. I listened to a bit of it. I'm sorry I didn't get through the whole thing.
No, that's all right. The guy's name was Mike Love, and Mike Love kind of, he's an individual where he does his own, he's almost reggae, but he's not, but he just has this persona about him, and he's just trying to fire up people to become leaders and healers and do the things that are right and that, be righteous.
Yeah. So and, he's got a 60s feel to him, calling himself Mike Love. I'm sure that's not his last name.
For all I know, it could be. It might not be. I don't know.
Stage name.
Yep, it could be.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
But my whole point is that going to those things and seeing those people there that are basically in I hate to use the word revolt, but they are absolutely revolting in a way that the government doesn't want us to be. And I just think that there is hope, but people just need to educate themselves. And that's the one thing that I go to these things thinking to myself, education.
Yes.
It has to be education. And if the people that are the leaders don't educate, then how can you ever call yourself a leader?
That's a tagline for PAC that's like 20-some years old. Constitutional education and political awareness.
Well, it's fitting.
Yeah.
Very fitting.
Well, when I founded PAC, I didn't come out with my own program, you know, because I'm not an egoist or a narcissist.
Right.
I wanted everyone to join, but that division thing, everyone's got an opinion. No one wants to work together. I heard that Biden is calling for unity again. I've been calling for that for 20 plus years. No one's interested because everyone's got an opinion. And that's part of Marxism, because they're changing everything. They don't want the truth, you know, the historical truth that's been out there for a long time. They want the new normal. And what better way to get the new normal put in place if, you know, everyone's divided and everyone's got an opinion?
Yeah. I call it the new abnormal. Because that's what it is. I mean, it's completely spun upside down. Everything that was natural is no more, and everything that's unnatural has become natural.
Yeah. No, it's a new normal. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
NPR, National Public Radio, which I keep on because I do like the classical music they play, but I don't like their leftist BS. And anyway, yeah, they're doing their dancing monkey routine right now, asking for funds. You know, they pull down probably, I don't know, millions of dollars between, you know, the station I listen to and all the other ones across the United States, but I can't get a dollar out of anyone. The dancing monkey thing isn't there for people, so.
Well, I guess kind of that's where I was going with what I was talking about being at the festival this weekend. It's like, I can be a leader and I can help people understand this, but yet I'm not. And I look at myself in the mirror and I realize I'm part of the problem, that I want to see change, but I'm not being that change to push the education. And I feel that I'm at fault for it. I really do.
Well, how can you say that? I don't see that in you.
I do, because I know I could do it better, is my point.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe.
That's all. Yes, my heart's there, and I understand my heart's there, but I just don't feel like I'm necessarily doing the most with the amount of time that I'm given to push this the way it needs to be pushed.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Good. Right. And you should be, but you shouldn't be. I mean, but I think we all fall short in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I do, but okay. Yeah, I don't get out there and stand on a soapbox in public, but I used to, but like I've complained about a lot in the past, you know, freedom to fascism was probably the turning point of the adversary stealing the movement that was going on prior to, you know, 2008 or so. They commandeered everything away from people studying law and fighting back to sitting on their ass and listening to radio programs like this and voting for Trump. So that leader thing you're talking about is totally gone out of people's minds. They're the happy little socialists they are now, and that's a problem. People need to lead themselves, and they're looking for that leader. That's why the Trump phenomenon happened. And Mike Gaddy's right about that. You know, he said they needed a populist leader to take this thing away, you know, so they get control of people again. And as you know, it's a crime to vote.
Right.
So that they got their slaves right in line.
So. I still say, under the eye of speculative reasoning, that I really believe that with the billionaire TV shows that were out there, whoever pulled the best ratings got the deal to be next president.
Yeah.
I still say that because it was just like, well, why are all these billionaires on the TV right now? Like the Entrepreneur Show with Mark Cuban and those four billionaires, and there was another one. I don't remember all of them, but I just know the two that stuck out in my head, and I'm just like, wow, this is like a ratings war between them. I'm like, why? But now I understand completely. It was to be the next president to see who could pull the best programming, best ratings.
No, greed is part of Marxist materialism. So Americans are greedy and materialistic. So, the programs work pretty well. I'm not talking about Trump's program, but their communist takeover, if you will. Right. And people don't understand what it is, communism. So, basically a blueprint to make the rich richer. It's working very well. It's worked very well.
Yeah.
It has. Yeah, they give everyone the hope that they can be president or, you know, the big cheese in the market area or, you know, the open market. And basically they're doing away with all restrictions that, basically hampered or controlled monopolies. And all those rules are going to be gone. It's going to be survival of the fittest from here on out. So,
LB, they've done away with the rule of law. It might as well be the survival of the jungle and law of the jungle.
Rule of the jungle or law of the jungle proper. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's where we're at. I mean,
yep. That's what they're going for. Basically, the law of the jungle. But you notice they talk about the rule of law quite a bit. Lindsey Graham spouts it every once in a while. And I stopped listening to these people. I've been listening to them for 4 years now. I, you know, was standing on the, motto that we have for PAC is forget about what they're doing. Let's do what we need to do. I came up with that years and years ago. And, people rather listen to someone flap their jaws that's a politician. So, I just joined the club and did that for the last 4 years when Trump got in. And, as we know, everyone got disappointed. Because, like FDR said, if something happens in politics, you know it's been planned that way. Nothing happens by chance. So, yeah, they planned Trump. As you were saying, they probably had this millionaire or billionaire contest, and he won.
Right.
I never watched that program once.
I'm so glad I didn't either.
It was on almost 10 years, wasn't it? Something like that?
Close.
Well, I stopped watching television probably 20 years ago. So that's part of being in the world and not of it. Where did I get that from? Where's that quote from?
Isn't that like biblical?
Yeah, it's biblical. Yeah, that's right. Was that red letter Jesus? Or did it come from somewhere else? I'd have to look it up. Maybe someone in the chat room can tell us.
You know, it's funny now that you say, you know how we always talk about the red vortex? It's funny that the words of Jesus is always used by the churches and they put us right into the red vortex. Oh, it's the words of Jesus, the red. Yeah.
You know what red letter Bible means, right? It's kind of what Thomas Jefferson did. You know, he wrote his own Bible, but it was just the red letters of what Jesus said. Kind of interesting, huh?
Yep, it is.
But as we know, the church has taken the words of Yeshua and twisted them around into their Jesus.
Yeah. They're funny.
So this get-together you went to this weekend, did tell us a little bit more. You say people are kind of in revolt mode?
Oh, I mean, there is, I don't know, 500-600 people there, I would say.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was a small venue, but it wasn't set up to be a big venue to begin with. But my just point is, you still have all the social distancing rule and all the other crap, and it's just like, these are the people that understand that this whole thing is just a bunch of BS. The whole thing. No masks. I mean, everybody's dancing. Everybody's having a good time like it was back in 1999, for crying out loud. So,
that was a good song by Prince.
Yeah. So I just saw a lot of people just enjoying themselves and just being good to people. And that's, you know, I say that when I say that, that's the one thing I always say to my son before he goes to school every day. I tell him I don't care about his grades. I always say, be good to people and they'll be good to you. But don't take no crap from nobody. And that is what I tell him every day he goes to school. So I saw a bunch of people doing that there this weekend. You know, that's really what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get people together that want to own their own ground that they walk on, that every step they take, it's like they own it. Those are the people that move the movement, that make things happen for other people. Even though they're not right on the right side of the law and right side, they still have a mindset that, yes, they're freer than most that are, because I guarantee most of these people don't vote. I guarantee most of these people don't believe in politics. That's where I'm getting at. They are almost like the total distension. They're like the sheep running the other way from the herd. They don't have the herd mentality, is my point. So,
Roman said something about politics. I'll look up the quote. You keep going. Go ahead.
So that's why I say I just don't feel like I do enough. Because I am at the center of those places, and I do speak to people in a very good way, in a good manner, with the right knowledge and the right education in hand and in mind and spirit. And it's just one of them things where I just know that I'm not living to my full potential, I guess you could say.
No, get on it.
Well, someone has to.
Well, yeah, someone has to. Everyone's sitting on their hands. Kicking the can down the road. I think Trump really was a major, you know, play by them that worked very well.
It created division is what it did. It shows the left-right paradigm harder than it ever has before.
Well, yeah, they had to build that up.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
To divide and conquer. Again, everyone's got opinions, you know. Left, right, you know, divide and conquer. That's how it works. Then they talk about unity. Yeah, I want to be under Biden's unity.
Right.
Still looking for that quote. Here's what Marcus Cirio said. Do not blame Caesar. Blame the people of Rome who have rejoiced in their loss of freedom, who hail him when he speaks in the forum of more security, more living fatly at the expense of the industrious. What's that sound like?
Marxism.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like Marx said, history repeats itself. First is tragedy. Second is farce. Well, they just copied what they've done in the past or what's worked in the past and applied it all within this governmental system. That's what I've seen. Here it is. Perseus, I think it's pronounced. All these Roman names are weird. Just because you do not take an interest in politics doesn't mean politics won't take an interest in you. I find that to be true because I didn't take an interest in politics, but it grabbed me by the short hairs about 25 years ago. But reason being, I knew something bad was going on, so I couldn't sit idle anymore. So, yeah, this is my full-time job now. It doesn't pay anything. But it should, you know, Black Lives Matter. They're another organization that gets millions of dollars in every day. While people love their Marxism, they keep supporting that, but yeah, the freedom, they don't support it. They just like to listen to people flap their jaws on radio. See how much information they can get, because the ones with the most information win.
Problem is, no one knows how to use it.
That's right. A lot of it's worthless knowledge.
What you made a quote to me, but I don't remember who it was. Someone said years ago to you that when you have a law dictionary, there's a bunch of words in it. All that is a bunch of words until you put them in order. And you put them together, and then it means something.
Yeah, that movie Flash of Genius was a very good movie.
That was where it came from?
Yeah. That was a man that developed... Not that I hate... No, I love people's inventions and things. But no, it's a guy that... I can't remember his name. He invented the intermittent windshield wiper. And... he took it, I think, to Ford first, and they stole it from him, you know, his patented idea. So what happened is he ended up suing them. He got a lawyer and all that, and he ended up firing him because the lawyer was just about the money. They were going to settle out of court. He goes, no, I don't want to settle out of court. I don't want their millions of dollars they offer me. I want them to admit they stole my property. So, took him, I think, 10 years or so, and he lost his wife because women are materialistic. They love that Marxist materialism. They don't deal in facts or truth. That's why things are very much messed. And that's why they had to have him in politics. Because it would mess things up that much faster. But yeah, he won. And that was his main defense. Because the auto industries that were involved in the suit, because other people stole it too. Chrysler was one of them, I believe. They said, his idea is made up of circuits that existed, and he didn't come up with anything. And his basic defense was, you know, writers have, control of their property when they write books and things. He goes, I just took a dictionary and put some words together, just like they did. If you look at a dictionary, it's just a bunch of words. And they don't mean anything until you put them together. So that sold the jury. He was defending him, prosecuting, rather, his own case. And he won.
Cool.
And, you know, he's in federal court and won his suit. And he got his, judgment. By the jury that they stole his property. And of course he got money too. So yeah. A lot of thieves out there. And the original. One of the original. You know. ideas of the Constitution was to protect people's patent, you know, patent people's ideas. Now, I'm here to tell you, unless you got an attorney, they're worthless. Corporations are worthless unless you've got a lot of money to pay attorneys. Because these people steal from you just like they did because they get the power and money. And I'm here to tell you also that if you're going to be suing people and being in court, it's going to eat up every minute of your life. So that's why I founded PAC to, you know, be on the offense instead of being on the defense like everyone is. And unity would help it get along much faster and better, but no one's interested in working together because they've been trained to be divided. It's part of Marxism, like I said. People don't understand how bad things are and have become.
Going to change.
You think so? I don't know.
No, it's not going to change until, well.
Oh, is that what you said? It's not going to change?
Yeah, it's not going to change.
Well, people are destined to be slaves then.
Right.
They can have their opinion and be a slave. So, yeah, Mike's on the road. He's visiting relatives, which is nice. That word nice, I try not to use it, but it's hard not to. There's not really anything that replaces it. Four-letter word that pretty much says everything, right?
Good.
Yeah, nice means ignorant.
I know. Foolish, naughty.
Foolishness.
Naughty.
That's the root of it. You know, the way I think that came about is people are uneducated, and the one example I like to use, it's just a, you know, made up thing I came up with. It's based on sarcasm, right? So, yeah, two ladies are, you know, talking one day, and the one goes, "Gee, Alice, that's a nice hat." And Alice, not knowing what nice means, thought she was getting a compliment, you know, and it went downhill from there. So the word turned into what it is today because of people's ignorance. Of course, the woman was insulting Alice, saying her hat was ignorant, stupid, and she shouldn't be seen in public with it. How's that for an example? Isn't that fun? Anyway, I'm picking on women a lot today. Oh, well. I got my good friend Mylene to admit that, that they're emotional creatures and really shouldn't be involved in politics. And, you know, that works well for socialism. That's why they needed him into politics, to get the emotional, factor in there, too, so they can do what they needed to do. Which, you know, Marx said socialism's the road to democracy, or democracy is the road to socialism. They work hand in hand. You know, mob rule and... slavery. May. Stimulus checks in the mail. Were you the one that told me they're going to keep dishing those out?
Yeah, I just read something about it again today. They're talking about another one. It's not going to be marketed in packages as stimulus. It's going to be something else.
Huh.
Like a child tax credit bonus, which is going to give people who have children $3,600 per child.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's odd. So, they're promoting having babies?
I would imagine so.
Or human resources?
I would imagine so.
Interesting.
It really is.
Well, you know, China, those communists promoted not having babies. They would only let their people have one child. So it's kind of a 180 degrees.
Yeah, I just heard that's changed.
Oh, they get to make babies now?
Yeah, they're not doing so well.
In what respect?
In population.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. The COVID killing them off?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They come from a bat in Wuhan.
Yeah. Yeah, this COVID scam is just a Marxist ploy to get people more subservient to government. The socialist aspect of it. Because, you know, communism is basically a blueprint for economy, the government controlling economy. And it's done a great job to put a lot of businesses out. And, of course, the smaller the business, the easier they're going to take it out.
They really figured out how to dupe us.
Yes. Well, like I said, they've taken every tragedy over the last, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 years and have used them. They, like the mask-wearing stuff, they just copied what they did in 1917 with the Spanish flu.
Right.
Do you know anyone that's died from COVID? So-called. Nope. No, I don't either. I do know or heard from other people that they've, matter of fact, my friend Karen, she used to be on the station here, talked to her over the weekend. She's doing fine, folks. A few people have asked about her, but she's doing good. She said she has a friend that she works with that got paralyzed because of the Pfizer, I think, vaccine. I've heard a lot of those kind of stories, but I haven't heard anyone die. So there you have it. I don't think their numbers are true. I think just like everything the government does, it's a fraud. The whole world's based or grounded in fraud right now because of Marxism. Because Marxism takes the truth and turns it upside down. So anyway. I don't know. I'm not that talkative today, I don't think. Don't have much to say. I'm just disappointed that everyone's cruising, kicking the can down the road.
Yeah.
Waiting for things to get better. Which brings me up to that quote I wanted to talk about today and explain it. I have to find it. It's by Daniel Webster. I don't know if he's a relative of Noah Webster, the famous lexicon man, put together, you know, the first basic American dictionary. I should put my lean on that. She likes to dig into things. I'm looking for that. Why don't you talk more about you doing more?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, that's what it's coming down to is that I just feel the need and the push to do stuff more on local level, on when I go to festivals, that whole thing. I do want to get a booth made up and really start pushing the material in more of a grassroots effort.
Yep.
Because that's really what needs to be done. I mean, the Red
Amendment. It does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Red Amendment. There should be 20 million copies being sold of that. There should be. Because I always look at the number. The 20 million is my number where I look at it, where that's, what, 10% of the population, 5% of the population?
It's probably 5. Yeah, it's closer 5%. To 5.
So $20 million is really not that much when you look at it in the grand scheme of things. So I always think that 20 million people have to be discerning enough that actually have enough intelligence to drop their willful ignorance and realize, wow, this is what's wrong. And that's what I'm hoping for, is that there is that type of people that's out there, that they are so discerning that they're going to want to pick up the book. They're going to want to understand. They're going to want to know what's wrong. And when that happens, you can't turn back. It is kind of like the movie The Matrix, when you swallow the red pill. You can't go back. It freed you from it, but you just can't go back. And I just don't know how you get those people to that point where they want to actually go ahead and not be able to go back. Because I think that's what people are afraid of the most, LB, is that they're going to make a commitment that they're going to sever themselves from the system, and they can't go back.
Well, you know, speaking of people in The Red Amendment, my book that I wrote 20 years ago, I want to know where the thousands and thousands of people that purchased it or read it over the last 20, or, you know, the first 15 years, because they've not done anything in the last 5 years, you know, because of what I said earlier. You know, they've commandeered the movement to, you know, bend people's mind to do nothing. So that's where we're at. You know, they stifled the movement of people getting interested in law, because that's how we're controlled. That's the only way to beat this, you know, peacefully. And that's been PAC's, you know, modus operandi, or, you know, what we preach for 20 years or more now. But where are those people, you know? They're sitting on their hands, kicking the can down the road, hoping something's going to get better. And it's not. And it has to do with each person being a leader themselves. They're looking for the golden leader. That's not going to happen. These people have a plan. And that gets back to this quote by Daniel Webster. And he said this in 1848, somewhere around there. He died. He was one of the radical Republicans. And I think we talked about that last week, Mike and myself. That he agrees with me that they're the original communist. They're the industrialist that started the communist movement. And, you know, their party's red. It is today. Some people say they used to be blue, but I don't believe that. I haven't seen the evidence. Either way, Mike has done the research, and he said the Republican and Democrats were put together by socialists. So it just stands to reason. You know, this is where communism started in America, back in the mid-1850s. And Webster said this, and I've used this quote quite a bit because I thought it was interesting. I found it interesting. But he died before the Civil War started. But he gave this message to America. He said, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men, like myself," Webster was thinking, "and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. It doesn't talk about the president or someone coming to save the day. He's talking about individuals saving themselves and saving the day. B because they had a plan. He knew that plan. Just like George Orwell knew the plan. And people think he was, he was right. He knew the plan. He wrote books about it. Whimsical stories about how they were going to take over. Daniel Webster was saying that, how they're going to take over. And people are going to be lazy because they know their modus operandi. How they're going to take over. And they did. Because people are lazy. And they put too much confidence in their public servants. So there was the warning. They're always giving us warnings about what they're doing. And people fell for the socialism nonetheless. And they love it. Like John Breeson has talked with me about. They implemented communism here in a kind of a Fabian socialist way, slowly, progressively, instead of doing what Russia did by force, right up front. Even though the Civil War was the force to put this all in place. But the political means was stealthy. And they didn't say, yeah, we're being communist now. But all the factors were there. They were obvious. No one did anything about it. And it took them 100 years to get it in place. Meaning, all planks of the Communist Manifesto and a lot of the dogma has been in place in America for 50 years or more. What's going on now with Marxism is just a distraction. What I think's going on is they're throwing the Democrats under the bus, under a Hegelian dialectic, and making it look like the liberals are just bad people, and they're going to bring things back center to where they want to be. And the main purpose of what's going on now, the shit show, as I like to call it, is just a cover up. That America's already communist, so they can have their little program that they planned, you know.
To me, how is anything happening differently right now than it was during World War II before it started? Because you got a socialist rise of an empire known as Nazi Germany. And they rose on the curtails of socialism. That's exactly what's being pushed here in this country. I can't help but see the glaring similarities between then and now. I mean, I don't understand it. I obviously don't, LB. I can't understand why people will just keep on walking the plank.
Yeah. Someone in chat said I should move on and get up to speed. My preaching's obsolete. Hey, jackass. I had a remedy 20 years ago. Are you going to take it? I doubt it.
I mean, I would like to understand what he would like us to talk about. I mean, what else?
Oh, he wants us to talk about aliens and other distractions they put out there. Probably. I don't know. I don't know these people. I don't pay much attention to people. Because they're pretty much a waste. They proved themselves over the last 20 years.
Right.
So, yeah, buddy, keep your opinion to yourself, okay?
Move on. I mean,
talking about opinions. Yeah, move on.
He's probably a Marxist.
Get up to speed. He's probably a plant.
Right.
You know, that you can't get this done without having, a bunch of operatives out there. They're still out there in mass. They're all over the place.
Absolutely, they are.
Matter of fact, I think the station's full of them. But that's the way it is.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Trying to help the world, and you get come and get up.
No, I'm used to getting stupid comments like that. Believe me.
I bet.
Hey, jackass, I got a lot of papers on the internet and they're free. Shut your pie hole, really. People are assholes, I tell you. Yep, just part of the problem. He's saying I'm part of the problem, and he's the problem.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Operatives and opportunist. Should we read that to the folks?
That would be a good one to read.
It's only a page long.
That's a good one to read. I don't have it in front of me.
One of my free papers you can get. People are idiots, I swear to God. Oh, that's not nice, sorry. Yeah, Mike told us to have a good program today, so.
Yeah.
We've got that going for us. He's doing about 8 hours a week.
On the
station, yeah. Good for him. He likes talking about what he's learned and researched. Okay, here it is. Operatives and opportunists. I think I wrote this 10 years ago when I saw things going nowhere. You know, having the remedy and people sitting on their hands and kicking the can down the road just gets a little old after a while. Anyway, here we go. The People's Awareness Coalition sees no difference between operatives and opportunists. People's Awareness Coalition, PAC, has been around since the year 1998. There are two tenets that surround PAC: constitutional education and political awareness. Geez, what a thing to learn about, right?
Mm-hmm.
The main issue being that people of America need to understand that the constitutional system is not the same as it was prior to Reconstruction of 1868. This caused a major change in the way constitutional matters are seen and handled. Having a bifurcated constitutional system establishes confusion and allows much damage to occur, thus causing patriotic Americans to lose property and be incarcerated. As people are controlled by law, PAC was formed to advise people of America of such issues. In that, it should be understood that most other awareness issues are deemed to be a distraction to take people away from a valid education. Due to the disinformationalist and incompetent people that are plaguing the movement, this is still a major problem after 20 years and is much worse now. I'm talking about when I got in the movement. And this was like, you know, 5, 10 years ago when I wrote this. Having that noted, PAC does not see any difference between those who attempt to hide this fact are as operatives, i.e. paid people acting as disinformation plants, etc., or those who are dividing the movement due to some personal agenda that they may have to gather up people for whatever reasons they have, e.g., example, making money. They are both having the same damaging effects. This is the main reason why the PAC Unification Project was launched. The issues noted will never be overcome without people being unified under one umbrella where all notes can be compared. And I asked people to take a look at the project, and that can be found at www.pacalliance.us/unification. Or www.packandlaw.us/unify. And yeah, there's a lot of free information. I call it material because information is something that could be worthless. Like I said, I have the remedy that people don't want it. They just like to bitch and kick the can down the road. So, you know, that's the way it is. I've been observing this for a long time. So, who wants the remedy? I know Nathan does.
Yeah, I walked through that door.
Yep. So if you're not going to take your body back, don't talk to me about anything, really.
Right, people don't understand that their body's enslaved. And that's what the guy, who the jackass who wrote back and talk about new stuff, well, guess what? Your body's still in prison, buddy.
He just said, I don't have any books. He's going to remain stupid. He thinks he knows everything. Oh, well. He's going by a false name in chat, so we really don't know who he is. But that's how operatives and opportunists work.
Right.
Or plants, you know, whatever. If he's not getting paid, he's a stupid problem. Anyway, enough of that distraction. Oh, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left to this segment of the program. I don't like calling it a show because people, you know, like I said, they just like to be entertained for the most part. And that's why they listen to radio. They sit on their hands instead do nothing and let entertaining dancing monkeys, you know, fill their needs. So, yeah, where are those thousands and thousands of people?
I've been asking the same question.
This guy's a jackass. He thinks I'm in this to sell my books. Hey, buddy, I don't need to sell my books.
The books should just sell themselves.
That's, you know, when I was on Facebook before they threw me off about, what, 6 years ago? They canceled cultured me a long time ago. You know, another thing is, when I put up the PAC websites 20 years ago, I said, we'll never have advertising. And there's no advertising on my websites, of the PAC websites. So if this guy thinks I'm in it for money, he's a freaking moron. But only morons speak like he does anyway. So anyway. Dancing monkeys. There's someone in chat named Lauren. That wouldn't be a Lauren we might know, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I guess I'm in a mood, right?
It sounds like it.
Hey, Pat Rabbit. We haven't spoken lately. How are you doing? Hope you're doing well. Yeah, I don't address chat too much, but I should, I guess. Anyway, what do you want to talk about next hour? Let's do a plan.
Thank you. Oh, were we going to talk about implied consent?
Yeah, a little bit. That's more of a, I don't know. You know, I'm talking to my gaddy about doing classes, and we're going to get that going. Of course, it's taken a while. I've been sick for the last few years, so I'm over that. I've been feeling better, by the way. A lot better. I don't know if that frankincense did it.
It has for me.
Yep. So anyway, we're going to be doing law classes. Of course, I think it was Mylene that told me. She's been with me for years. You know Mylene, right?
Yes.
She is of the same belief that if people don't pay for something, they don't appreciate it. So, of course, they're going to charge for the classes. So I'm going to get trashed by this guy in chat for that, too. But he's a socialist, so he believes everything should be free.
Right.
So that's the way that works. Yeah, so we're going to get that going probably by the end of the year, I'm thinking. Hopefully Biden doesn't destroy things too much. And people aren't going to be confined to their homes wearing a mask I had a libtard friend in town here I just finally had to part ways with because I cannot believe he wore his mask in his car. He's so stupid. But anyway, that's the way they roll, libtards. There's our break. Like I said, it was coming. Some things are for certain. This is The Ultimate Remedy. My name's LB Bork. I've got Nathaniel with me today. We're going to be back in a few minutes after these station announcements. We got another hour to go. And I'll try not to complain as much. Stay tuned.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
You're listening to The Ultimate Remedy with LB Bork.
We're back. Hope you enjoyed the break. It was nice hearing Hawk's voice. I never got to know the guy. I wish I would have. Godspeed, Hawk. Wherever you are. Anyway, thanks for joining us. This is The Ultimate Remedy, as Mike the announcer said. My friend Mike. And I got to get in touch with him. Poor guy. He's had to get a job at a factory. And he's another talented person that is hit by this depressive COVID BS. But that was the plan of, you know, Mark's, putting all the small businesses out and making people work for corporations. And it's worked very well. So, like I've been preaching for years, small, you know, local communities where it's at. Also where it's at, I mentioned last hour that NPR was, you know, pulling money from their listeners, which is a good thing, but not in that their respect because they're libtards, you know, but their sponsors are corporations. But that's how communism works. People don't understand that they work hand in hand. But this station, on the other hand, is not libtarded. It's the opposite end of the spectrum. And so, yeah, we could use your help. If you go to the website, freedomslips.com or revolution.radio, and hit that donation button, it'd be much appreciated. Because nothing's free in this world, like people think it is. I believe in natural selection, by the way, folks. Not that that applies to anything, but it's for those people that aren't willing to work to get where they need to be it through community or, you know, supporting themselves. I think you're on that same page, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think, didn't you tell me a couple weeks ago you're for natural selection? Was that someone else?
No, I definitely brought that up.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I mean,
you know, speaking of population problems and stuff, communism has helped, you know, they're worried about the world's population being too vast, too big, you know, as it's stated on the Georgia Guidestones. But what these secret society guys have done through their communist system has created that population explosion because they interfered with natural selection. So they can think about that one, or people can also. Anyway, what do you want to talk about?
I mean,
you said you wanted to talk about agency or implied consent, which is, yep, you know, part and parcel to agency. I don't know. You know, if you do research on the internet, implied consent has a lot to do with, you know, driving drunk and things like that, and this crazy system of, you know, this crazy legal system has become just a joke in a sense. And, you know, it's a control mechanism to control the slaves. But implied consent basically is a silence. And that's what people are doing with this system. As I have determined, I'm having trouble with my mouth again today. There's three forms of consent to this system. And, of course, the best one is people doing nothing. It's an implied consent that they're governed, want to be governed by the insurgency that took place after the Civil War, because they say nothing, do nothing. And of course, what feeds it best is people voting. That's not implied consent. That's direct consent. But the other is taking benefits from the system, which is socialist. So the implied consent is probably the most popular one that kills everyone. Makes them pay taxes, the Marxist taxes, etc. Do you think that? Didn't you think that like half the people are voting before this last election?
What do you mean?
Well, you said that only half the people were voting.
Oh, yeah. It's roughly a little.
Yeah, before this last election.
Right.
That makes everyone's in the Marxist system. So taking benefit is a given because everyone's doing that. But as far as the two other ones, implied consent and the consent, voting is the direct consent. So half the people in America are shooting themselves in the foot by not doing anything. The other ones are shooting themselves in the foot because they're approving of it. So that's a little lesson, I suppose. And, you know, part of that is being a constituent of Congress and the representatives. They believe that you've hired them to be your agent. So that's implied consent if they believe that you're a constituent. And that's the consent of the governed in a nutshell. Is that enough? Or
enough.
Do you get it?
Yeah. A lot of people just don't understand that. They don't have the ability to say, I don't consent. So everything they're doing is implied consent.
Right.
It's already implied that they are doing exactly what the agency wants them to do. Because they are part of an agency. And the way that things are... I mean, it's just... It's nonstop. I mean, how far do you want to follow the downward spiral? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Because this whole thing is just a downward spiral. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know,
like I've been saying in a nutshell or simply, you want to start fixing things, stop being a socialist. But I talked to this about this with Mylene this last week. And I've been saying for years, the problem is most people are employees. They don't have that entrepreneurial spirit to do things on their own. They've been trained under Marxism to be employees. So they're stuck in the corral. And that's something that's been taken away. You know, the family businesses and people working. But that's part of Marxism. That's what they wanted to do is break up the families. Family businesses, and so people could be subservient to the corporations. So that's what they formed, and that's a major problem or a problem that faces us. People can't stop being socialists because that's how they were raised and bred. And it's been going on for 150 years, so... Yeah, it's a kind of a sad situation. And that's what I've defined communism as, is when the government controls the economy. You know, the simple look at it. And they've been doing that for 150 years. So we're in a rock, you know, stuck between a rock and a hard place, as they say.
I just don't know how it changes.
How do you change it?
Yeah, that's my biggest qualm.
They have to start doing it, you know. The three rules I came up with were, start building your local communities back up. You don't have to do anything that, but you have to correct your nationality so you're not oppressed by the system as a matter of law. And three, we should be watching what they're doing. And they're doing a lot right now. But as I say, you know, watching what they're doing is the least important thing. Legal standing is important. And physically, you know, without any systems, community interaction is most important. But they have everyone divided now. And I think that was one of the major points of this pandemic BS is to keep people, away from each other as much as possible. You know how they shut down churches and things. They can't congregate and be natural, you know. So it's worked well. Even, you know, talking on Zoom or whatever isn't natural. And it's keeping people, you know, in an unnatural setting. So people have to start working on that. You live among the Amish. They're kind of interesting sort, right?
Yeah, somewhat. They're closer away from the system than anyone else I've ever seen, but they still deal with Social Security numbers, and they still deal with bank accounts, and they still deal with all the 14th Amendment aspects. But the one thing they have going for them is they are very community-oriented.
Yes.
And that is what I am completely envious of, is that they have the community. So if you could, the way I understand it is like, I want to say there's like 300,000 Amish total, roughly.
Is that all you think?
Yeah, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana is the main bulk of them where they're at.
So less than 500,000.
Right. But if you get 10 of them doing it, and they actually started removing all their things that tie into their status of not being Amish. To me, when they say they're Amish, I always tell them, how can you be Amish if you have a Social Security number? How can you be Amish if you have a federalized birth certificate? They're just allowing you to practice your customs, but yet you're still a U.S. citizen.
Yep.
Some of them get it. Some of them don't.
Yeah, one my mentor thought that the Social Security number was a complete tie to the system, which I found out I don't agree with that.
No, that's not the end all, you know.
Well, Rudolph in the chat wanted to talk about Roger Sales, and he's collecting Social Security as far as I know, and you got a passport without a Social Security number, which is worthless, because traveling as a free person or a non-U.S. citizen or whatever you want to say has to do with different procedures. You don't get a passport. And I don't talk about these things because most people will steal the work or the ideas and not do what they have to do to be free. And it just messes things up. And there's been operatives that have messed my work up for the last... They came in right away and started polluting my work 20 years ago. So, yeah, I don't talk about these things to people that aren't willing to contract and be honest about things. Because right now, this movement is just plagued with bullshit. And confusion. So, yeah, I'm not feeding into that. People that are honest and want to work together is the way to go. So, Anyway, yeah, Mike Gaddy didn't have much to say about Roger Sales, except, yeah, he can sound like he knows what he's talking about. He does that good. That's all he had to say about that. I don't think he wants to waste time talking about the Island Makers. So anyway, there you go, Rudolph. So we've covered the agency aspect and tacit or quiet acquiescence. Do you want to cover anything else?
There's a lot on my mind.
Yeah, I know. We've got a lot going on, right?
Yeah, we do.
So this festival thing.
Yeah. What do you want to know about it?
Is it the same place we've talked about?
No.
It's not that guy that we talk about once in a while? Is it a different thing?
Yep. This was about 3 hours away from that place.
Okay.
This is down towards Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, Wisconsin, you know, has a lot of festivals in the summer. I don't know. I think the COVID crap hurt them last year, but I haven't been to them. But yeah, they have a lot of popular groups, you know, commercial type groups that show up for those.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good place to find people to drum up some numbers, I would imagine. I mean, but it's just, how do you make people stop doing what they're doing and want to educate themselves? That's what it always comes back to. What is the secret spice to get people to want to learn? To me...
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, to me, it was just when I found out that I was a slave, it pissed me off.
Yeah, I kind of knew that. But what got me involved in this, for the most part, is, you know, Clinton coming into existence back in the 90s. That pissed me off.
Right. Because
I knew something wrong was going on, you know.
Right.
But I was interested in Second Amendment, so-called rights, which is another big distraction and crap, because the Constitution itself, you know, prohibits insurrections. And that's how they got by with the Civil War and the division during that period of time, is because the governors had to be in line with any kind of separation from the federal government. Otherwise, if the governor's not on board, you're just pissing in the wind. So you're not going to be able to take your state back unless the governor approves of it. So the Second Amendment issue is just another distraction. And it's part and parcel of people getting their rights from the federal government. They're stepping in their own crap by believing in that. Your right to own a gun and defend yourself comes from the Creator. And if you want to look at it, look at it in respect to what government it comes from, it comes from your state. So, you know, praising the Second Amendment's an act of stupidity. But that's the way this system works. Clinton's a communitarian. Yeah, Clinton's a socialist. That guy that I was talking about in chat's just a commie. So, anyway, and commies are capitalists, and it's a big, never-ending battle. So, anyone that buys into the system or the politicians today are idiots. Because they lie. Anyway, so that's how I got into this madness. And what turned me on the most is when I met up with some people. I don't think they exist anymore, because like I said, the political takeover happened about 10 years ago. when freedom to fascism hit and basically stole everyone from the people that were involved with law and learning law were sidetracked with politics. And like I've said in the past, I wish I had just maybe 10% of the money to advance People's Awareness Coalition that was lost by people following the advice of freedom to fascism. Meaning they advised people not to pay taxes. And I bet there's just millions and millions of dollars that were, you know, taken up by that operative, you know, insertion into the movement. And of course, it gathered a lot of people that weren't interested in freedom or whatever. You know, they're just average people. And just like I've seen these other operatives out there, get people involved in things that don't work. It's just sucking patriotic people's pocketbooks, you know, dry. So that's how they operate. That's how the system operates. Getting people sidetracked and putting operatives out there that take their money and teach them to do stupid things. So anyway, back to what I was saying, what really got me in this group I belonged to back in the 90s is they said you can be your own lawyer. In a nutshell, that's what they said. And I go, really? Let me at this, I said to myself. And it works well, holding these people to the fire, because like we said earlier, last hour, the whole system is based on fraud. So it's easy to shut them down. The problem being is that every minute, every hour, every day that goes by, it's getting worse and worse because the plan of totalitarianism's, you know, just progressing into a more positive state of existence because people aren't doing anything. And those with Marxist minds are taking over and they don't care about law. So it's going into that law of the jungle over the rule of law, which is, you know, just upsetting to me because, like I said, we knew what needed to be done 20 years ago. And it's been shut down because of operatives and opportunists, which the opportunists I call island makers because they're creating islands based on their greed. That's interesting that, you know, the bad guys win, or Satan wins, like we should say, right?
Satan keeps winning. It's how they planned it. It's their god.
Yeah.
That's why the money is corrupt. That's why law is corrupt. That's why everything is corrupt right now. It's because they've anointed Satan as their god of this land.
Yeah, well, that's been going on for, what, 2,000-3,000 years at least?
Oh, yeah, I get it, but it's just right now it's on steroids because America is leading the rest of the world into the depths of hell.
Well, it started here. You know, Marx and company were kicked out of Europe because of their communist ways.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what happened to them. Mylene knows more about that. My good friend Mylene, she likes to research. Yeah, they were tried for treason or sedition or something because of what they had done. And if people knew what they've done here, you know, like Mike and yourself talked about 2 weeks ago. Mike did some research. You missed last week, but he did some research, and it can pretty much be proven by prima facie evidence that Marx did, in fact, have his hands in Reconstruction and the 14th Amendment.
Really?
Yep. Mike did some digging, and he came up with some compelling evidence.
I've speculated that all along. When
I know, which, yeah, good for you, you know.
When I found out that they don't know who wrote the 14th Amendment, that was the moment that I was like,
they really don't, but this has all been done in secret, so.
That's my point. Why wouldn't the rest of it be done in secret, you know?
Right, right. So, yeah, we don't know who penned the thing, but the most interesting part of it is Plank 4 of the Communist Manifesto is kind of cryptic, you know?
Yeah.
But really, you know, taking, I forget what it says, it's going after the rebels and immigrants' property, right?
Pensions and payments paid for the insurrection or suppression of rebellion. No,
that's part of it. It's all encompassed in the 14th Amendment.
Right.
They, you know, as a matter of law or operation of law under Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, they've turned people voting into criminals by calling them rebels, and they're rebelling by turning the political power of their countries, the states, over to the federal government. That's how Noah Webster defined treason or rebellion. So, as an operational law under Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, they made everyone into treasonous bastards.
I thought you were talking
so that, about- that's allowed them to create a law, legal system to take their property.
Right.
Through taxation, if you know, IRS is plank two of the Communist Manifesto. So they've done all this through the 14th Amendment. And when I got into this movement, no one really talked about that. Because that's part and parcel of how the operatives work. They keep the truth suppressed. And they did it for a good 140 years when I got into this movement. And no one understood what was going on until I wrote my book, which today has been buried because they put more operatives out there. And they're all sidetracked with BS. Aliens from outer space, flat earth, whatever other crap they can think of, you know. I found it interesting that you know, aliens is basically the remedy, or it involves the remedy that I speak of, because I'm an alien, you know. You're an alien, too, as to their system. So it's kind of one of those things they've constructed and put together to sidetrack people. So they can laugh at them when they're, you know, all drifting into the sidetrack, when it's really a remedy that they should be looking at. That's how Satan works. So, anyway, yeah, it's defined in their code. And you'll get that out of the books. That's why, like, Mike Gaddy likes to do source documentation. You look at that and you know what they're doing. They can't get around that. All these other things, you could just be a dancing monkey on the radio saying whatever he wants. And I figured that out too. That's how I have got them. It's grounded in law. It's their system. Once you know their code and get around it, you've beaten them. And you use it against them. That's where one place where Mike and I might differ. I think he's getting it, though, a little bit. That, you know, he's anti-Constitution, which I agree with. The thing was a conspiracy. It represented a private enterprise to enslave everyone in the United States or the states for commercial purposes, profits. But I use that against them via the 14th Amendment, or with the 14th Amendment. because the 14th Amendment breached their own rules, you know, use it against them. But like I've said, the only way this is going to get fixed if it's the states claim sovereignty and create their own federal government, which needs to be done. But until they understand that problem, it's not going to happen. So, what do you have to say about that? It's got to be done peacefully because they set it up that you can't kill them.
Yeah, but you can try them for treason.
Yep. And I found a loophole where that'll work. But the people have to understand how they've been screwed over. And they can't be participating in their communist rebellion. Which is the catch-22 of this whole thing. Which gets back to my simple solution. Stop being socialist. But people's awareness, you know, is the most important. It gets back to what I said 20 years ago. People's Awareness Coalition is grounded in constitutional education and political awareness. It's as simple as that. That's where the remedies lie. You can't fight an enemy that you don't know is there or you can't see.
Yeah, they get you coming, they get you going.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's the classic example of the wolf in shepherd's clothing. And that's what they act like. Now, I just don't get how people just allow themselves to be so mentally mind-screwed to get to the point that we're at that we had Trump and Biden as the best picks as president. You know what I'm trying to say? Just how did it get that far? You know, that word that I sent you, that new word that's showing up all over eBay and Google, and I have to find that word.
Well, I want Marxist twaddle to become common language, or, you know, the knowledge of America, but it can't get done unless people start pushing it.
Right.
By the way, that's my latest project I came up with to combat what's going on right now. Anything everyone says is pretty much Marxist twaddle, means Marxist bullshit. Because everything anyone does incorporates, you know, what they planned 150 years ago. Someone sent me a video on Jordan Peterson. He's supposed to be, you said, hey, what?
Nothing. It was, sorry. I didn't mean to.
Anyway, yeah, Jordan Peterson, he's supposed to be anti-communist and whatever, but I think he's just another distraction. I saw him debate some guy that was like Snagglepuss, that cartoon character. You know, Jordan Peterson was supposed to be anti-communist, and Snagglepuss was, I can't remember the guy's name. He was pro-communist, and they had a debate, and it was just deplorable. It, you know, it's just typical blather that they've executed over the last 150 years through, you know, the so-called education systems, you know, the liberal-based intellectuals. And it's just sidetracked bullshit because no one talks about its purpose and how it was engineered to make the rich richer, you know. I can't believe these people are that ignorant and stupid.
I can.
Yeah. Maybe so.
I mean, I'm gonna read that word
That's yeah, what is that word?
Ineptocracy.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that yesterday.
Yeah, it's a new word that's showing up. It's not yet found in the Oxford Dictionary, but it's showing up on T-shirts, on eBay. It's kind of showing up all over the place. And it says, ineptocracy, a system of government where the least capable to lead are elected by the least capable of producing, and where the members of a society least likely to sustain themselves or succeed are rewarded with goods and services paid for by the confiscated wealth of a diminishing number of producers.
Now, basically, that's defining communism.
Right. They're putting
so it's just another way they cover up the truth. Oh, let's don't talk about what really happened. Let's come up with a new term that describes our plan.
Right.
It's already there, you know? While the rich keep getting richer. Which was the plan. Of course, they're going to come in and save the day. Like I said last hour, the Democrats are being thrown under the bus.
To me, both parties are being thrown.
And, you know, I was looking through... the Bar Association for Ohio the other day, and how these people act like they got a turd under their nose, you know, and speak like they're just so just and proper about everything and professional, you know. But yet these people are criminals. And they're involved in a conspiracy of immense proportions.
But do they know it?
I don't know. I don't think they do. Because people are stupid. They're gullible. Isn't that one of the words Justice Black said are used in his definition of Republican freedom?
Mental flaw?
Being gullible.
No, he didn't use gullible.
Well, yeah, he used some other word that means gullible. I'm going to have to find that here and read it, because it's one of my favorite dictum quotes by any of the Supreme Court justices.
It's funny he said it right at the end of his term, too.
Yeah, he was, you know, they're basically the way this works under the 14th Amendment. You can't disclose what's going on if you're working for the government. Like I said, I was the first one to bring all this up in my book. I never worked for the government, of course. And if you go to school, they tell you what to think. And Judge Bork, you know, basically said it too, that these people that go to law school are told to look at people, back to the opinion thing. They study opinions. So what they're doing with the law legal system, or the, you know, the law system of America, the last 150 years to keep things suppressed and quiet and secret, is having conspirators set the grounds for what other people think based on their opinions. And Judge Bork basically said, people that go to law school don't study the Constitution or what it says. They study opinions of what it says by other, he didn't say conspirators, that's what I say. So it's a snowball running downhill, and its color is red. So again, opinions is how it's part of Marxism. And the confusion and the subversion of truth that Marxism or communism does or is set out to do. Here's my favorite quote from the Communist Manifesto. The communists are further reproached with desiring to abolish countries and nationality. People think the United States is their country, and they don't know what their nationality is. That's why Plank 10 of the Communist Manifesto wanted to handle free public schooling, so they can control people's minds. It's worked well.
That's a great question to ask someone in law enforcement. What's your nationality?
My parents, you know, not that, you know, this is correct, but getting back to passports that we brought up last hour, I showed my parents theirs. They have passports. And I go, what's that say there? What's your nationality? And this is vague and wrong. It's part of the cover-up in law that they've done. But it says American, doesn't it? How come you call yourself, you're German's nationality? You don't live there. So, and, you know, it's three weeks later, they're calling themselves Germans in regard to nationality. So people, it's like you can't teach an old dog new trick type thing. But they're not Americans. Americans a vague and ambiguous way of covering up the true nationalities of the states. Still looking for that Justice Black quote. Credulity is the word he used for ignorance. Mm. Or gullibility, I think. Just a minute. Love this stuff. I love writing paper. The chief enemies of Republican freedom are mental sloth, conformity, bigotry, superstition, credulity, monopoly in the market of ideas, and utter benighted ignorance. Here's another case that is one of my law dictionaries I like to use. The populace, this is a definition of public, right? The populace, the community, that vast multitude, which includes the ignorant, the unthinking, and the credulous, who, when making purchases, are governed by appearance and general impressions. So basically, what the Supreme Court is saying is, people are stupid. And that's why they're slaves. But they don't come out and say how they're slaves, because of Section 4 of the 14th Amendment doesn't allow them to. It's their pension and bounties that keeps the silence going.
You think Justice Black got reprimanded for that?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. You don't know what goes on with these people. So, again, back to what Daniel Webster said, it's up to individuals to get their heads out of their ass and do something themselves. Because guess what? Trump's not going to save you. He's telling you you're not socialist, which that's a freaking lie. God, this troll in chat's just unrelenting. He's an operative, no doubt, but they're all over the place.
Yeah.
It's too bad people don't listen. Where'd this quote come from? Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss. That's from The Who. In the song, "We Won't Get Fooled Again." Won't get fooled again. John Entwistle is a master mason. So they were just shove it in your face like all these people do. They know the truth, but they, to control everyone under their world communist program, world communism program, they keep their secrets so they can jack everyone around. But they keep giving people messages.
Then that's what I keep speaking of. It's the law of the universe. They're not allowed to do it all in secrecy.
Yeah. But only a few get the messages. I got it. And I took care of it. Meet the new boss, the same as the old boss. Then they talk about, you know, we won't get fooled again. But everyone did and has and still is. It's funny, isn't it?
The same fooling.
It's
the same fooling. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
Got worse. Karl Marx probably wrote that song too.
He might have. I don't think he was into music.
They found it in his archives. It was a poem that he wrote.
Oh, really?
I'm joking. Yeah, I'm just joking. But boy, oh boy, it sounds like something right out of Marx.
Yeah, he was a character. Some of the operatives out there tried to cover up his work. You know, they say he was a poor slob and all this. A no account. And just more distraction and cover up.
He was given a rabbi's funeral. How could it be nothing?
I was going to say, the one person I heard that from was of that ilk. So, yeah, they're major players in the cover-up. The synagogue of Satan, as I like to call it. Here's a quote before we go. We only got about 5 minutes to go. I like this quote. We belong to the one mastering God. You belong to the Republic of Playful Gods. That comes from a guy named Harry Watton, a program for the Jews and humanity. So, yeah, the way they've got things going is under the Roman system, which I am a firm belief that they controlled Rome, just like they're controlling the world right now, and mainly through the United States. They're using the God system that Rome practiced, basically. And they're, you know, the chosen ones that have the direct connection to God. And they jerk us around
with their
Republic of Playful Gods.
But they do have a direct connection to God.
Yeah, the God Satan.
Right. Lucifer.
Lucifer. Yeah, Patton. Pat in the chat room is going to get mad at that. I know what he's saying, but, you know, the synagogue of Satan basically has taken that, what's known as Lucifer, and perverted that like they pervert everything else.
Well, they can... Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call it, I think is referred to as the morning star, and so is Jesus.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's all weird.
Oh, it's beyond weird. I'm finding out more and more how weird it really is.
Here's another favorite quote of mine. It's by Vladimir Putin. Vladimir is how you pronounce that. United States has been eschewing Christian values and opting instead for a path to degradation. Go Putin.
Putin said that?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't think it's all what they say about that guy. Oh, did you see, by the way, the Zoom call that all a bunch of world leaders had this last week? Sorry, I didn't say that well. But
by the Pope got him on?
No, a bunch of world leaders got together on Zoom. You know, it's like Skype. You know, they have the video.
Right.
And out of all these leaders, there had to be 20 there at least. I didn't count them, but Biden was the only one with a mask on. He looked like a freaking retard. And Putin went off about a minute on that, how stupid he was.
Good for him. So
was that a setup? Because I know they're trying to take the United States down. Or is Biden just a retard?
Both.
Yeah, the chat room. The Sadducees were had the political control of Rome. They were Jews that run the temple. that after 35 years of Jesus appearing, got taken down by the Romans, because I believe Jesus or Yeshua got them away to the point where they found out that the Jews were controlling Rome, and they were done with that. What's going to happen when these dumb Americans find out that the same thing's happening? Right now, they're totally blind to it. You know, maybe a small percentage is waking up. But not enough, not fast enough. Anyway, we got a couple minutes left. Mike should be with us next week. He was en route, so he couldn't join us today. But as we talked about, he's willing to join us every week. Like I said, I think he's doing about at least 8 hours a week on the station. He loves teaching people. I love teaching people too, but it's unfortunate they don't want to learn the law, you know. They seem to be interested in history, which is very important, but the law is how we're controlled. And once that Achilles heel is hit, they're not going to have much luck with anything else. And as we see, like I say a lot of the rulers are saying that they follow the rule of law. Even Bush, in his speech in 91, his famous New World Order speech, said they follow the rule of law. So that's like a promise or a contract, is the way I take it. So I say to myself, okay, let's do the rule of law. That's it. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to me on my soapbox, which I get on from time to time. Thanks, Nathan.
Yes, you're welcome, Bobby.
Talk soon. Have a good week, folks. See you next week.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not.